keys to the game are brought to you by Vancouver Auto at 5th and Burrard. And key number one, Tom, from everything we've read, everything we've heard, it's going to be a key, we think, early for the Canucks to match the intensity of the Dallas Stars.
Well, this is a franchise that has had very good success. They've won a Stanley Cup. They're not used to being ranked 13th in the conference. Only one win in their last seven games. The pressure is on. The directive has come from the top, from the owner, that unless this team starts winning, there's going to be changes made. So the players understand this. And I think initially a couple of things happened, Shorty. Either they really come out and play hard, or it just isn't there and changes eventually do occur. But I think Vancouver has to be prepared for a real fast start by Dallas here and match that start and hopefully get the first goal.
I thought you had a scoop there for a second. You know, they're 13th in the conference. Let's move on to key number two, and that has to do with the Canucks PP.
Just a minute. Just a minute here. Strike us, sweet Georgia Brown here.
The power play is 4 for 55 in the last dozen games.
Oh, what are we doing here tonight, folks? 4 for 55. These are two struggling teams. Anyway, let's go to the anthem.
Yeah, I think we ought to do that. We'll send it to ringside. It's the Canucks and the Stars, and let's interrupt our proceedings with the singing of O Canada. Here's Clint Nesmith.
Stars, Spangled Banner.